Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Sy Musiker. The governor signed a blizzard of bills on Sunday, including 7 changing laws governing the home lending industry. Heading the list, a bill 2 years in the making that banned some of the worst practices in the subprime mortgage industry. Assemblymember Ted Lieu authored the bill.
Some of these practices include steering, which is where the broker or banker who acts as a broker puts a consumer in a higher interest rate, riskier loan, even though they had qualified for a lower rate, stable loan because they got more commission in their pocket. This completely bans that practice.
Now, Assemblyman Lieu, no disrespect, but is this closing the barn door after the cows and the horses and the pigs have all run away?
Absolutely. I agree with you. If this bill was in effect 6 years ago, I believe our mortgage crisis would have been mitigated. We're fighting now to make sure that future generations don't go through the same crisis we just experienced.
Assemblymember Ted Lieu. We turn now to a frequent guest, Kevin Stein, Associate Director for the consumer group, the California Reinvestment Coalition. And Mr. Stein, how do you evaluate Ted Lieu's bill and others the governor signed yesterday?
Well, in general, I mean, if you look at the bills, they all are positive in that they seek to stake out some additional protection for consumers. But it's as if we have forgotten we're in the middle of the largest financial crisis we've faced in decades, maybe if ever. None of the bills that the governor signed, and to be fair, none of the bills that were put to the governor really address the concerns of thousands upon thousands of California families that are worried if they're going to lose their homes and have to leave their communities.
So there's no relief for people who are facing foreclosure?
Not even relief in the form of additional protections, additional process due for families who are at risk and concerned about foreclosure. All of these bills address aspects of the mortgage process, but don't really provide any relief whatsoever to folks who are trying to stay in their homes. There may be one exception in a bill that would put restrictions on brokers and consultants who take advantage of homeowners by promising to help them avoid foreclosure for a fee of several thousand dollars. So all in all, I think consumers do not have a lot to feel great about today.
How about Fran Pavley's bill that makes it a felony to commit fraud in connection with a mortgage application?
You know, again, I think we would view that as a positive development. Certainly fraud in the mortgage context has been a major, major problem. But this, you know, as Mr. Lieu pointed out, these were problems of the last several years. One of the things that's disappointing in the legislation that was signed by the governor is a move towards a lack of real, meaningful enforcement for consumers who've been victimized. So we're creating new rights for people, which is positive, but we're not really providing them a way to enforce those rights if those rights have been denied them.
Well, I wonder if you think that for people facing foreclosure, it may be too late to get relief from lawmakers, and that the only thing that will change conditions significantly is if the economy improves and housing prices rise so that people don't owe more on their homes than they're worth.
No, I guess I would disagree. I think now is the time that we really need to be serious about trying to prevent foreclosures. It's estimated that we may have 10 to 12 million foreclosures in the country before all is said and done. And in fact, at the very end of the session, Speaker Bass, Assemblymember Ted Lieu, and Assemblymember Nava introduced a bill, AB 1588, that is designed to make it a little easier for consumers who are trying to avoid foreclosure by inserting a third party into that process, like a mediator. And I think that's a recognition by the leadership in the Assembly anyway, that there's clearly more that can be done at the state level and certainly at the federal level to prevent foreclosures. But we're concerned it'll be several months and we'll see AB 1588 get weakened and we'll continue to have so many California families who are trying desperately to stay in their homes be unable to do so.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Sy.
Kevin Stein is Associate Director for the California Reinvestment Coalition. I'm Sy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.